Okay, so okay, we're in, please excuse me, we're on Daf Lamed Hey tonight. I'll do the best I can. So if you remember yesterday, we did in Mishnah, we said that in Almana, Ein Almana Nifrat, this is on Daf Lamed Dalan Beis, Lamed Hey and Aleph, he said, Ein Almana Nifrat, Minichsi, Tobi Mela Beshvua. An Almana can only collect from her deceased husband's estate if she took the Shvua. She didn't get any payments up till now. And then the Gemara says, though, Nimnu Minashpia, that at a certain point in time, they declined to give Shvua to the Almanas. And the Gemara will explain why that was. And as a result of that, the Almanas couldn't collect the Ksuba. He says, if King Ramon was a king, she no doubtly told him to flush your Ksuba Gobak to a top. So Zakein made a takana that the Almanas would take a neder. You know, that something would be prohibited to the very onerous neder, let's say like all fruit in the world would be prohibited to me. The Waman would say, if she had gotten any money from the estate, and then that permitted her to collect. Okay, let's take a look at Laman and Aleph on the second line. Nimnu Malashbiya. So my time. So why did they stop giving shumas to the Amadis? What happened? So Elaine Mishum Drab Kahana. Maybe it's because of the incident that took place with Rab Kahana. Rav Kahana, Amrila Amrav Yudam Rav. Rav Kahana says, and other people say it's Rav Yudam Rav. Masa b'damachad b'shnei batzoret. There was an incident with a man during a time of famine. He says, "Should give dinar zahav eitzal almana." He left a dinar zahav, a very valuable coin, golden dinar, with an almana. He says, "Minachato b'kachal kemach." So she put it in the jug of flour. That's where she's keeping the. I guess she figures nobody will look there when they rob the place. But she puts it in the kachal kemach. He says, "Va'apa took the pot," and then she forgot that it was there, and she baked the dinar in a loaf of bread. When it tanato le'ani, and she gave it to an ani. Now doesn't say what the ani did when he discovered that golden dinar, but he must have been very happy. Though I think he should have returned it. He says here, "Liyamim ba'apa adinar, yamar la habili dinar." So eventually. The one who had given her the dinar, she was just to be supposed to shomer it. He said, "Where's my dinar?" So she didn't remember what had happened to it. So Amrlay, Yehenes Amamavet Becham Yibanel Shlota Yisha Imneneti Me Dinar Chaklum. So she couldn't find the dinar, but she took a shrua. She says, "Like death, like a potion of death should come to one of her own kids." If she got any hana from the dinar, in other words, she's not guilty. That's what she's saying. He says, "So Amru, lo yamimu atim, achimenachab yibanel." So not too long afterwards, one of her sons died. He says, "Ushachmuk come b'davar." When they heard about this, Amru, "Ma'ash nishma b'emet, ma'ash ma'amish nishma b'emet kach." If a person takes the shua honestly, and the Gemara will explain how this is honestly, he says, "Kach." And nevertheless, I guess in other words, he's taking an honest shvua. And nevertheless, the punishment comes through. He says, "Hanish al sheker l'chakam kama." If a person took a full shvua, how much more so? So the Gemara says, "My taima iansha." So the Gemara says, "Why was she indeed punished?" The Gemara takes it that she hadn't benefited from the dinar, and as far as she knew, she was saying that which was true. So why was she punished? Is Tarshilama Tom Dinar. She did benefit because the space that Dinar occupied in loaf of bread, so that was the area that she would have normally put flour in or dough, and she did benefit in that fashion, even though she ended up giving it to this ani. He says, "Umat mishtishma be'emet." What does it mean, a person who took Shua honestly, wasn't an honest Shua? She believed it was honest, but it wasn't honest. She said, "You know, if I benefited from this thing," but she did benefit from it. It says, "To me, means it's as if she did bad, she was close to it." He says, so the Gemara thinks that maybe they didn't take shuas from almanas because of this whole incident. It seems hard to even understand why the Gemara, because it's one incident, they wouldn't take shuas, but that's what the Gemara thinks. So the Gemara says, "Imishamaha, my yiri almana." So if that's the basis for the rule, so why was it, you know, just dovetailed for an almana? Feel grushanami. So then the shvua should even take place. In other words, we're afraid that people are going to take a false shvua. They take a true shvua. We're trying to pray they're going to run into problems. So why would I? Why is it just an alana? Grusha should also have the same issue. In other words, a grusha, and she wants her ksuba. Why didn't they make the sakana that we don't accept shvuas from the grusha? He says, my ear, I'm not a field grusha nami. Alam or b'zera or shmuel. Why Reb Zera said to Shmuel, "Oshanu Amana, Halal Grusha Shmuelotam." So Shmuel says that this halacha of the Mishnah, we don't take except Shmuel, only within Amana, not with the Grusha. So the Gemara says, "Amana Shani, the Behiana, the Katarach of Kamed Yatme, Akilo Ruvia Hatera." So the Gemara says that in Amana, let's say she took some money from the estate in satisfaction that would be in satisfaction of her ksuba. But she's busy working with the Yitomim. She's busy taking care of the family. So she feels that whatever she took, it's a set off from whatever she had worked for them. So, like, the account is clear, and she's still the super. That's the way a person thinks. Let's take a look in Rashi. It says, on the third narrow line, Achel Rudy Hatera, the Dabar Muah. In other words, if it's a small amount of money, so she'll be more ahead there for herself to take a full shura. He says, Usfura Sheikh Yerelma, she thinks, yeah, I took $500 from the estate, but that's not a payment for my ksuba. She had this hard tour, so I don't know. I've been working, making the beds, cleaning the dishes, preparing the dinners, so that's my salary. I should get paid for it. So because that's what people generally were thinking. So the Chami said, we're not going to accept that women should give shvuas anymore. And so they were stuck. In other words, now they were stuck. But then Rabbi Gamliel made the takana that he said, you know what, you'll take a neder. It's a neder, like a very onerous neder. And there, if the family is acceptable, you know, whatever neder they want to accept, and then that'll work to take him to ksuba. In other words, shvuah is very common. Shvuah, we'll see shortly, it's done with the Sefer Torah. And a lot of klalos involved with the shvuah. So they didn't want anybody getting involved with these shvuahs. All right. Now, so anybody have any questions what we did so far?
You told me, doesn't it make more sense if it's not her kids, it could be from a different wife?
It could be either way. It could be either way.
Her kids?
It could be either way. It could be either way.
So what about a divorced woman? Would she also?
Right, that's what the Gemara just said. So the Gemara said, again. So the Gemara says, the Almana, she's staying in the household. That's the way it works. She stays in the household until she says, I want my ksuba, then I'm out of here. That would typically be when she wants to remarry or something like that. So the Gemara says that because the likelihood that women would be taking money, you know, illicitly, but justifying it in their mind, and taking a full shvua, like full shvua leads to a lot of, right, but it leads to a lot of calamity. So they said, we're not going to take shvuas from the almanas anymore. So Lina says, you know what? We'll take a neder, and it'll be a neder, a very onerous neder, if they had taken any money, and that'll satisfy. That's what Reuven Gamliel said. All right. We spoke about this. We spoke about it again. So if a woman's a grusha, then she would also have to take a shua, but she's not taking care of the family anymore. She's out of the house.
Why did she have to take a shua? She's negotiating with.
No. Isn't this? She wants her ksuba. She wants her ksuba. So if she's a grusha, she also has to take a shua that she didn't accept that no money was accepted. Now, if the husband's alive, let me just make sure. One second. Yeah, you're right. In general, he says Grusha doesn't have to take a shvua. Generally, there are five cases where she does. If she had already gotten partial payment, she has to swear she didn't get the rest. If one witness testified, she received payment for a ksuba. If her ex-husband died before she collected the payment of the ksuba,
if she wishes to collect from lands that her husband sold to other people, which are mortgaged, she has to make a shua. If her husband's a bru, and then she comes to court to live. So if the husband's dead or he's not present, she has to take a shua. So there are cases where Grusha does have to take a shua, but are you raising a good point, Sal? Okay, yeah, what's up? Yeah, okay, now. Let me just go over this a little bit. Okay, now, it says, many svarim bring down, they admonish that even if a person is taking a shvus emes, even if a person is swearing honestly, he should avoid taking a shvua. In other words, even if you're going to say honestly, you should avoid a shvua. And he quotes from the Sefer Chassidim, it says there was a person who was dealing with false claims against him, and he was upset his whole life, but he saved himself from death by taking a shvua that he was totally innocent, but he was upset about that. And the Ran says that sometimes a worker has to forfeit his wages because he doesn't want to take a shvua. He shouldn't take a shvua. The Medrash says that there were thousands of villages that Yahya Melech had. They were all destroyed because the inhabitants there took a lot of shvuas. Now, he talks about a case here where a person was an accountant and he was a Yirei Shemayim, and there was a job that was suggested to him, but it would require his constant appearance in court and testifying under oath. So he sounds like he was not in Eretz Israel. He doesn't say what country he was in, but he posed the question to Rabbi Yitzchak Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak. He says the custom in the courts in his country was that they would, you know, give an oath to everybody that everything is honest. And he was choshesh, you know, that he'd be forced to take shuas numerous times. So the Minchas Yitzchak told him that based on so kabbalah, he should avoid even taking this job. Like, don't go for the job. And especially, he has a nice parnasa right now. No, he has a nice parnasa, and he had a job opportunity. But the new job opportunity would require him to appear in court on a regular basis and take shuas. So Rabbi Squai said, leave the job and go on. Now, he says some of the courts, he's a non-Jewish court, obviously, that they're careful not to give a shvuah to people who are like afraid of taking a shvuah, but they accept it, but the person accepts upon himself a chayrim gamur. So he can say chayrim gamur, it would be like some terrible curse, you know, if he's not saying yemes. So he quotes from Mar Sham I want to say that even if it's like a general chayrim, you know, like whoever like violates it should be cursed. Sounds like you should avoid it. That's what it sounds like here. Anyway, I know in the secular courts, you know, they give you the opportunity, right? They say, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true? So I wouldn't take their avodah zarah, but the language swear could be lashon shvuah. So I would avoid saying the word swear. I would avoid that language. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. So, I say in Israel, like the people who aren't from, they're not even care about this. Like when they take people in the army, I don't want to repeat what they say. They give them a shvua, you know, like they, and anyways, let's take a look. So we're up to Amar Rabbi Yehuda, around 20 lines down in the Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tarvayu, Oshana will have the So Rabbi Shmuel both said that we don't accept the shvua from an almana if the shvua was given in Bezdin. He says, "Alchus the Beitin Mashmino to her." But outside Bezdin, we would give it to her. Why? It's not the Rashi, the fifth Aramon. Alchus the Beitin Mashmino to her. Shvua Dayan Mishal Torahi. A shvua that's administered in Bezdin is a Torah shvua. And what does that involve? The Nasat Sefer Torah Biyada Utfilin.
the person that takes a chetza in his hands, a sefer Torah, or a pair of tefillin, person takes the shua with the shame Hashem, or one of the kinuim, so we see by Abraham, he gave a shua to Eliezer. So remember Eliezer, he puts his hand right near his aver, near the bris milah, and he says, but that's the model for shua, the on shemaruba. The punishment for violating that shua is very great. This is b'chutz lebeitin, shua drabanan. But outside Bezdin, you don't have all these formalities. It's shua that's imposed the rabanan. You call it a ruler, it's just subject to a curse. Although not get me, the person doesn't hold a chepza, they don't shut kokach. So Rashi says the onish is not as severe. So the Gemara wants to say that according to this memra that Rashi will both say that when the Mishnah says they avoided accepting shuas, it was only a shua that was given in Bezdin. But if the woman would take a shua outside Bezdin, they would accept the both state and Mashpinota. Meaning, the Gemara says, is that true? Rav, lo magi kibul armalta. Rav would not permit an almana to collect the ksuba. So the Gemara is going to ask why Rav couldn't utilize the takana of rubbing a leal, but Rav would not allow a woman to collect the ksuba. Right. So it doesn't sound like she's taking the shua in the Bezdin, not taking the shua outside the Bezdin. So the Gemara says, Kasha. So the Gemara says, it's hard to reconcile that statement with the earlier statement of Rabbi Yudin, the name of Rabbi Yudin Rabba. He says, Surah Matnu Hai. So in Surah, they taught that the discussion went down the way we just said it. But Nerda, the version of the conversation was as follows. Amar Rabbi Yudin Mar Shmuel, that Shmuel made the statement, not Rab. Shmuel made the statement. And Shmuel says a woman could take a shua outside of Bezdin. Rav says no, even outside Bezdin they can't take it. So the Gemara says Rav Latane, the Rav Lamat Tuba the Armalta. So Rav follows the Shita that he would not allow an Almana to collect the Ksuba. He says so why can't he utilize the Kanas Rabbi Gamliel, let her take a netter that she'll say that if she took any money, whatever the family then wants from the netter, she'll, well, let's say, well, food be prohibited or something very onerous. It says, B'shnei Rav, during the years of Rav, people were not machshid the darim. So Rav felt that under his circumstances existing in his time place, that it's not appropriate to even permit them to accept it with the netter. So let's take a look at Rashi. On 10th narrow line, killing Nidrei, Kalima Yunadar Benehem, Lavor Lehem. Like, they didn't think it significant to violate the netter. Ilkacho Samkina Nidra, Aguye, so we don't rely on her netter to collect the money. All right, back in Gemara. Ayida Taila Tami Rav Huna. A woman became before Rav Huna. Now, Rav Huna was a Talmid of Rav, and Rav doesn't permit the women to collect the Ksuba. Amar La, my Abi Blech. He says, what do you want me to do? She didn't want to collect the ksuba. He says, what do you want me to do for you? What can I do for you? Rav Lamadi Ksuba Almalta. Rav, my Rebbe, wouldn't permit an Almalta to collect the ksuba. So, well, I don't think there's anything I can do for you. So Amalai, so she says to him, Midi Tama or Dilmati, Midi Mikhtubati. What's the concern? You're afraid that I took some money, you know, illicitly, or I took some money and that I'd be getting double collecting on it. He says, so she blurts out a shmu on her own. She didn't take anything. My Rebbe Rav, he admits that if the woman blurts out a shmu, then we can rely on it.
Let's see Rashi.
The Kofet said, "Hold the kafs of a nishma, or a nishma begovan." Since she blurts it out, so then we're going to rely on it. So, all right, that's that piece with that. It seems kind of strange because we said that maybe it's not so reliable, you know. But I guess we were concerned that when we were afraid that before she takes it, maybe there'll be more ahead there. But here where she's confessed and she took it already, so we'll rely on it, you know? And it was like, we don't want to put somebody in such a way. What's up? Right. Well, right. So there's a discussion in the Gemara on how to handle partial payments. That, yeah. So first we're talking about an almana. Husband's dead. Husband's dead. No. He gave her the ksuba under the chuppah. Then he died. And now the question is, like, she may have helped herself to part of the estate. All right. So we did this in the seventh Darim. So this person's in that location. He's shown it. He's talking about previous Darim or future and future Darim. Well, that's the question.
So that's it.
So in other words,
get out of it.
I don't think even if you, like, we make a modah that any darim that a person makes shouldn't be kal, but that's if you only forgot the terms of the modah. You forgot it when you made the netter, but if you remember that, you make a netter anyway, so it's certainly binding. It doesn't, you know, you're not permanently blocked from making a netter. All right, let's see what happened to Gemara. Now, okay, now we're, my mind's about to break, it's wide. But a woman came before Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna was a Talmid of Rav. This is Rabba Bar Rav Huna. A woman came before Rav Huna's son. Amar Lamai Abidless. He said, what do you want me to do for you? He's also following Rab. Rab doesn't permit an almana to collect the suga. Rab Amari will not be tubular malta. And Avi Mari, my dad, didn't permit a woman to collect money for the suga. Amalei, probably Mizoni. He said, look, well, if I can't get the suga, let me have an order that I'm entitled to Mizoni. So there's continued support from the state. So Amalei, Mizoni, not the latest. He lost that on the Mizoni as well. The Amarab Yudam or Shmuel. Means that there's a Tanai of the Ksuba, you, the Almano, will be supported in my household. As long as you're an Almano, you'll be supported in my household. So but once a woman demands the Ksuba, the assumption is that she's out of this household and she wants to presumably remarry or something like that. So now this woman said, I want my Ksuba. So that terminates her right to Mizono. As well, let me at least have the Mizono. No, that's also terminated. So you can't take Subi King with the Mizono. So he says here, so Amrlay, Avhula Kortier, says Avhula Kortier means either like flip over his chair. It's a klala. She's cursing this Rabba Bar Rav Huna. He's the, he says, or it means, another Rashi is like he should be brought down from his position, from his exalted position. He says, you've done like two chumras. In other words, you did a chumra like Rav that I can't get any ksuba. And you did a chumra like Shmuel, that once I'm tove and ksuba, I lose my rights to the mizono. So I have Korsiyeh b'tartsua. So they were concerned for her klala. So they flipped over Rav Huna's chair and then stringed it out. It means, of course, yeah, the way that Rav Leibowitz was explaining, it's like an avelis, you know, like you flip over, like kfir avita. It's like, so then they stringed it out. But notwithstanding that, he didn't escape like some illness. In other words, like the klala had some impact. So now Rav Huna said, Rav Yehuda. Now remember, Rav Yehuda, he studied with Rav for 10 years, and when Rav died, he went to study with Shmuel. We just had Rav Yehuda earlier. So, Amar Lei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda B'Rav, Adru B'Vaitin, he says, when you have cases of a woman coming seeking her ksuba, what I would like you to do is administer a netter to her, like Takanas Rav Gamliel, or the Ashba Chutz B'Vaitin, or give her Shua
outside of Beis Din. But let the Tala, late Paul, night. And I want to hear news that's coming to my ears. In other words, I want to see that you're following this protocol, because I want people to do not like the way Rav said, I want people to do the way Trina said. I want this practice to be accepted. So when you go out in the field, you know, go ahead, do it. I'm eager to hear that, you know, when they're collecting. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Say again, repeat. Rabbi Yehuda learned with Rav for 10 years. Then Rav died. Then he went to study with Shmuel. What do you mean? Well, here he's going like Shmuel. I don't know what to say. Yeah, let's look at Rashi. Let's look at Rashi. He says, 10 lines at the bottom. Divayim ya David Bamasa Kishmuel Rabbi. It's interesting the way Rashi says, right? He identifies Shmuel as his rabbi. This is a little seemingly about for coming down from Rav. In other words, to show that we're not following Tamidim of Rav, going Rav Huda, but, you know, like as opposed to Rav Huda and his Bezdin, Shulim Magbe, do it Almana. They wouldn't, you know, help an Almana collect their ksuba. All right, let's see back up tomorrow. Okay, we're at the third wide line on Lamanav, third wide line. Ufa. I'm Zimra Shmuel, Roshana Lamana. So Shmuel said, this whole halacha that we can't give a shua is only by an almana. About Grusha Mashpinota. But a Grusha, we would give a shua to. So the Gemara says, Ugrusha to Adra Lo. I mean, a Grusha we would give a shua, we wouldn't go through the nether situation. In other words, you have to kind of rub your yell that you can't take a shua, you'll take a nether. So the Grusha, though, can take the shua. And we learned there were five situations we went over before, because the Grusha would take the Shua. But we wouldn't give the Grusha Neder, Lakora. It says, Baha Shalch Mitam, but they sent from Eretz Israel, if Plonita Bat Ploni, Kabila Gita, and Yada Da Akabar Hadaya, Dimit Kray Ayamari. This woman was divorced. Then Nadrat. In other words, Rashi explains that they had assets in Babel. And the couple went to Eretz Israel, and then they got divorced in Eretz Israel, but the woman wants to get her ksuba. So they're sending instructions from Eretz Israel, the Nadrak, and says that this woman who was divorced took a neder, she asked her the fruit of the world on her, like Kabila Ktubata, said that, in other words, if she had accepted any money from her ksuba, then she's asking the favor of the world on her. Ella, the only thing that she did accept was one coat, one sefer tilma, book of yolk, and worn out sefer mishlein. It's not much. It's a great print page. On the base down the top line. So we, the Bezdin and Eretz Israel, have appraised the value of those items as 5 mana. Now, usually we think of mana or matayim. In other words, a woman who's a betula gets 2 mana, but it's a different. There's a mana suri and a mana, you know, from the Medina. So this is the cheaper mana. It's 1/8 of the other one. So this is old money. So the message from Eretz Yisrael is when she comes to you, help her collect the rest. So here, though, we see that she's a grusha and she's taking a net there. So it doesn't look like it's steam soy, what we said before. So Amravashi, who get you Bamin Haba. No, you misunderstood. Her husband had died. She was an almana, but she was subject to Yibum. Then one of the surviving brothers gave her a get. The get is to block anybody from doing Yibum. So at that point, though, she wanted her ksuba. So she falls into the almana stage. She's collecting the ksuba from husband number one's estate. So she's like the almana. All right. Now we're on line 3 on Lamanhaim based. He came from Ramallah Zakane. She go there at Bechulei. He said Ramallah Zakane made a takana that the almana. The Gemara. Right. Yeah, it has to be designated from the Kiva. Or if she took it after his death, So here she's saying, I assume it was like either after the death, or it was taken with the understanding that it was part of her tshuva. So now, on line 3, I can remember this occasion, no, there, Pule, doing the zaking
in the takana that the Almano will take a nether, and that'll be in satisfaction, and they'll be able to collect the money.
So
says it's only if she hasn't remarried.
This is about me saying,
if she's remarried,
Imadimata, he says, then we wouldn't give her a nether. Then she'd really be up a creek. And he's saying, my time low with Bachas. Why not if she's been saved? Made for Baal,
her husband number two, could revoke the vow. So we're afraid, and we don't trust anything she says, because maybe she's lying through the teeth. She's lying on her husband, who revoked the vow. So therefore, we can't trust him. So the Gemara says, but even if she doesn't, even if she's not remarried, so when she eventually does remarry, husband number two could revoke the vow. So the Gemara says,
no,
a husband cannot revoke prior vows. We went through this in the second Adarim. But is there another problem? Why am I not concerned? Let's say she takes a neder that if she accepted any money from the estate in as part of the ksuba, then she says all the fruits of the world be prohibited to her. What blocks her from, and she's lying, what blocks her from going to a chacham and being mati neder?
So he says here, sabar tzarich lefarei in the neder. So the Gemara says that this opinion holds that the person who comes has to specify what the nether is. Now, let's see Rashi, the narrow lines. So we're the nether. Initial lakakam al nidro, so piach, nadar han, a nether azeh.
He's going to explain the circumstances under which he took, or she took his nether.
He mefart kamei the yitomim nadra. So when she's going to explain, she's going to say, I took this nether before the yitomim. Lakak nadra.
So she'll say, I took this nether that if I benefited from the ksuba, so I can't have the fruit. Now I want you to mat the nether. So the person's going to say, no, dice, I'm not going to be mocked in this nether.
Yeah. So let's see back in Gemara. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, the ksuba is an IOU note. She can collect after she's remarried. Yeah, it's fine.
It's the spouse that you get married, can I
collect the way it works.
The term is
the ksuba state that she can be supported ad infinitum in her late husband's estate. He says, but if she decides that she wants the ksuba, then that's it. Then it's gone or whatever. But when she demands the ksuba, we assume she wants to get married, then she's out of there. That's the same. Okay. Now,
we're 10 lines down. Okay, let's focus. Okay, Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, after when he said, he says, Rav Nachman says that even if she has remarried, she can still take the letter. So the Gemara says, Nisei Badai Meitri Labal.
So, but if she's remarried, the husband can certainly revoke the letter. Says, and so what? So she would have no compunctions about lying. So demandrina la barabim, we would give the netter to her in front of the rabbin, in front of 10 people, and we'll see in a minute that there's an opinion that holds that you can't get hafara for netter to think of barabim. Let's take a look. Rashi, barabim, no derb if they asara, she take the netter in front of 10 people, but to sabar netter shuhuda barabim, even hafara. This opinion holds that there is no hafara for netter that was done barabim. Okay, now, by anybody. So now, we're going to ask a question. So we had Rav Huna said that if she's married, then we won't give it to her. And then, in other words, if she's married, then she can't get the netter to get the ksuba because we don't trust it. So Mayfei, Nisei Govak Tumatai Nadra. The Gemara asked Akasha, that first opinion was Rav Huna. So the Gemara asked Akasha against Rav Huna from the following Braisa. The Braisa says if the woman remarries, she collects her tsuba if she took an enter. So that sounds like that she did take the neder after she remarried, was collected. My love nadra hashta. Is it not that after she marries, she takes the neder and she collects the tzuba? Lo, the nadra mean kara. No, that price I can explain. She had taken the neder previously before she remarried. Then she remarried, but she wants the tzuba, then she gets it. So the Gemara says Vahatania, but we learn another brisa, Nisaid, no derid, we go back to Batam. That if a woman remarries, she takes it at her and she collects the ksuba. So it's not mafulash, but the implication is, if you look at Rashi, no derid, but gova, mashma, no derid, hashta. It sounds like she's taking the neder now after she remarried. So again, Rav Huna said that she has to take the neder before she remarries because husband number two could revoke the vows, and we're afraid that she's going to lie through her teeth. But this price seems to say that she could take the neder after she remarries. So the word is Tanayi. So Rav Huna will say, it's a machloka Tanayi. Also, Dikamanda Amar, neder shiruda barabim, ishto afara. There is an opinion that holds that even if the neder is taken publicly, you can still have afara. It means that the husband can be made for the neder, notwithstanding the fact that it was taken barabim. So that's the Tana the price holds that way. He holds that there is afara for it. So none of the Bryce, he says that would be the way that Rav Huna would hold. He says, V'ikalman da'amar ain't no hafara. But there's another opinion that holds there is no hafara for that. So that's the way the Bryce holds. So Rav Huna is holding the other Tana. The other Tana holds that there would be hafara, so he can't do that. For hafara for Nana, there was Hudar Barabin. Right?
There is,
and the two. Yeah, the matter. Your permission? Yeah, right. So the hafara, right. So right. If I hold that the neder is subject to hafara before it's married, right. If I hold that it's not subject to hafara, it could be done at any time. Okay. Now, all right. So we're 10 lines from the bottom. Yibayimahu tzarich lefarid a neder or ainu tara. If a person comes to a chacham to be matur neder, now going back to the chacham, so does he have to specify what the neder was about or not? So Rav Nachman Mar Einu Tzarech, Rav Nachman says there's no need to be part of the neder. Rav Papa Mar Tzarech, Rav Papa says no, you have to specify everything. Rav Nachman Mar Einu Tzarech, Rav Nachman says no need to be part of the neder. Yamid Tzarech, if you say that you have to be part of the neder, Zimin the guy is Leila Diburei. He says sometimes the person won't explain the whole neder. He won't explain all the terms, whatever. We'll have to see what does it even mean to be mafari to neder. Does it mean telling the circumstances or whatever? But he won't say everything you should say. The chacham might shove a mayfair. The chacham, he's just going to be mayfair based on what he hears. So he says, yeah, so he says, let's see Rashi. The Chacham you may feel that much Yishmael Hukak Loifred Amanadar El Yamar Kachu Dark. Sorry, but not that one. Yeah, the guy's like, yeah. So I think it means that it won't be a good hafara. In other words, it won't be a good hatara. You're right. In other words, the Chacham is only basing what he hears, but it won't be a good hatara when someone's hafara. The hafara is the husband.
Yeah,
11.
Can somebody get you water?
It's okay. Right. So that's what Doris will say. Right. So if he doesn't explain all the details, so it's not a good Hataras Neder. That's one side. He says, let's see back in the Gemara.
So he said not to say anything at all?
No. In other words, the question is, what's the rules of the road? You have to be mafarit the neder or not. It's not up to you. In other words, is Allah? Yeah.
Because you're not going to say everything, so don't say anything at all.
Well, Rav Nachman says that there was never a requirement imposed to be mafarit the neder, because the Chum didn't want to impose such a requirement, because people might not say everything, and they would. We would leave under a false misapprehension of the circumstances that the neder has been benitar, and it wasn't. In other words, if a person goes to a chacham, and he has sent 10 details with a neder. He only mentions 5 of the details, and the chacham says, fine, putar neder. So if Nachman holds, if that's the case, the neder isn't mutar. In other words, you think it is, but it's not. So Rav Nachman says the Chacham never imposed the requirement to be mefarat the details of the matter. Okay, so now he says Rav Papa mar tzarich b'shemilta d'isurim. Rav Papa says no, there was a requirement imposed to say all the details by the neder b'shemilta d'isurim, because we're afraid that the person took the neder in a situation that would involve some isur, some prohibition. And so if we don't get all the facts, we won't know. Like this woman, like she comes and says, she took an adder to ask her all the fruit of the world. But if she doesn't say, it's, you know, because if I take money from the ksuba, then it's all thing. Let's see Rashi, and show me Surah. Shema the Vartan Surah Nadra, no, no, Gibrik to Prunt. When Yasra called Peyrun of Shemola, the Nevora Vera Ploni, Ubalatir Nidro Stam, Rotel of Vera. Like the person says, if I transgress this Avera, all the fruit of the world will be prohibited on me. He's getting, so you have to explain everything. Now, with more quotes, four lines from the bottom, five lines from the bottom. Tanan, learn the Mishnah, the Sechah Bechorot, Anosin Nashim Ba'aveira. If a Kohen illicitly marries women, in other words, a Kohen marries a Grusha, or a Zona, or a Chalala, so he says, Pasul, he's Pasul from doing the Yavoda, Achi Dur Hana, till he makes a Neder, barring him from getting hana'a from these women who are prohibited to him. The Tani Allah, we learn in Braisa concerning the Mishnah, no dare va'oveid, the Kohen could take the neder. He didn't divorce the woman yet. Let's say he was married to Grusha, but he took a neder, he's not going to get enough from the woman. So no dare, he takes the neder, va'oveid, and then he can serve in the base of Mikdash, yoreid u'megaresh, and then will be yoreid, the point that means like going off to Mizbeach, whatever, and divorce her. But if you say, he's bringing a raya, if you say that there's no need to be mefarid all the details of a neder, so the fact that he took a neder, why do we let him do the avoda? In other words, why when he takes a neder, so that's as good as done, that he's going to divorce this woman, even though he hasn't divorced her yet. He took the neder, he's going to divorce her because he can't get enough from her. But if he goes to a chacham, it doesn't have to be mefarad all the details of the thing. Then how can we rely that he's even going to divorce the woman? He says, well, maybe we'll go to a chacham. We have to then explain it to him. So the Gemara says, no. It could be that indeed he doesn't have to be mefarad everything, but the madrin lay barabim, that it just means we'll this be a neder that will be done publicly, and it'll be according to the opinion that you can't give you can't be matir neder that was mutar barabim. So in Ikhlama Damar Neder Shu the Barabim, that works well according to the opinion that says if the neder was made publicly in front of 10 people, they still have Torah for it. Alamad Damar Yeshu Afara, but according to the opinion that is subject to Afara, my Ikhlama Amar, the Madrinalay Aldat Rabbi. So we'll give the neder to him. Al dad rabbi, subject to the consent, the approval of the rabbi. The Amar Meimar, Hilchata, Ilamad Damar Nebushuda, Barabim Yeshu Hafara, even according to the opinion that says that a neder that was taken publicly is subject to Hafara. He's got Hafara, I think he's talking about Hatara, but he says here, Al dad rabbi, Meimar Hafara. If it was taken Al das rabbi, that has no Hafara. Al das rabbi means that the whole public has to agree that that he could go be mocked to the neder. That has no Hafara. But even with that most extreme case, it's talking when the person wants the neder to be nullified so he could do like an optional thing. But if the person, the reason you want to undo the neder is you want to do a mitzvah, then you still have hafara. Then it has hafara, even if it was done al das rabbin. Yeah, who marked my dark day, like this teacher of children, he was a beloved. The Adri Vata of that rabbi, that Rav Acha, he forced this teacher to take a neder al das rabbi that he wouldn't teach anymore. He says that Batasha be a nuke because he was negligent with the kids. How so? Look at Rashi, third by line. That Batasha be a nuke. Hoftan Yotir Midai, he's beating the kids too much. He says, but Bahadri Ravina, but then Ravina wanted to rehire this person as the teacher. He couldn't find anybody who was so precise, I guess maybe the way Hebrew was read, or reading in Hebrew like him, so when they needed him. So they were mocking the netter, even though it had been taken, you know, al das rabim, but it was for a mitzvah, so they were mocking it. No, so
why was going in mitzvah,
in other words, here the netter is that he can't get hana from this woman who's a grusha, right? There, the netter was that he can't teach. So, but there's a mitzvah. We want him to be able to teach because he'll be doing the mitzvah. So here, there's no mitzvah in marrying grusha
or getting
to serve. No, but in other words, the netter here is he can't teach. That's the netter here. He can't teach. But for a mitzvah, we want him to be able to teach. Okay. Over here, the netter is I can't get hana from the grusha. All right. Yes, now. All right. Now, let me say a few lines. We'll be here. When we do a Taras Nedarim, we say in the language, that a person, a Mavakesh Taras, Sarich L'Pareinu Neder, has to specify what the Neder is. So the person on Erev Rosh Hashanah, if you want Hataras Nedarim and remember the Neder, you should specify to the best of what the Neder was. In other words, Taras Nedarim is just for the Dharma you don't recall. So, but if you recall what the Neder is, you can tell at least one. If you tell one, you're okay. Now, before they're not to the Neder. Now, all right. Okay. Well, all right. So we mentioned about the Cohen who's married to Borsikia through the Avoda, unless he makes an error that he will not continue to live with his forbidden wife. If making such an error, divorce his wife. So Rav Papa deduces from this Mishnah, Sarah Kafarina Neder section specify the details of the Neder in order to obtain a release from a Chacham. If not, argues Rav Papa, Kohen's Neder would not be sufficient assurance that he will divorce his wife. We might appeal to a Chacham to release him from the vow without revealing the nature of the vow. Now, law requires one to reveal a Chacham details of the Neder. We are confident the Kohen will not be successful in a Chacham to release him of the vow and permit him to return to his forbidden wife. Nachman disagrees and maintains that a chacham is a null and neder, even without hearing details. The reason we are not concerned the Kohen might deceptively appeal to have his neder annulled by concealing the nature of the neder is that we compel the Kohen to make the neder in public, and such a neder cannot be nullified. Alternatively, we compel him to make the neder al-dat rabbi, subject to the will of the public. Such a neder cannot be nullified without public consent. We should question how the obligation to specify the neder prevent the Kohen from obtaining a Taras Chacham. So again, in other words, the linchpin of the Gemara is that if he has to be mefarik the neder, he will not be able to get the Taras Chacham. So what exactly does that mean? What does he have to be mefarik? What does he have to specify? Even if the Kohen specifies he made a neder and not benefit from his wife, he can still obtain a release from a Chacham. The Chacham may not be aware the Kohen is married to divorcee. So if he just walks into a chacham, he says, I made a neder, and the neder was, I can't get enough for my wife. So how does that help the situation? So in answer, Tophos and Erithin explains that the Kohen cannot perform the avoda unless he makes a neder not to benefit from my forbidden wife. In other words, the neder we require to take, he's not going to get hana. The language is, he's not going to get hana from the wife that's prohibited. The requirement to reveal the exact words of the neder will obviously prevent him from obtaining nullification, because no chacham will agree to permit him to return to his forbidden wife. They'll say, what was your netter? This is my netter. I can't get hana from my wife that's prohibited to me. So then that'll do it. Alternatively, Shukas HaRashba and the Ritva assert that according to Rav Papa, a person seeking nullification of his neder must not only specify the words of the neder, but also the sibah of the neder. That gets into the issue. So what is the meaning of fari the neder? Fari the neder mean we say exactly what the neder was in a way war. Maybe it means no, I have to say the whole context of everything. He says his motive for making the neder. Therefore, even the queen vows not to benefit his wife and does not mention the words of his vow that his wife is forbidden, he will not be able to obtain nullification because he's compelled to explain to the chacham the reason he made the neder. He made the neder. I wanted to serve in the basin of the kesh. They didn't want to let me serve. So then he's never going to do anything for him. All right, now, Shar Melech notes an apparent contradiction. In Hilchot Nedarim, Rambam writes that the no-dare seeking annulment must appear before the chacham and say, I have sworn regarding such and such, and I regret it, thus indicating that he rules in accordance with Rav Papa. This is central to specify the nature of the neder. So the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, please promote Mordechai. So the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim asks that you have to be mafarik the neder. On the other hand, with regard to a kohen married to the divorcee, Rambam rules in accordance with Rav Nachman that he cannot perform the avoda unless he makes a neder al dat rabim, subject to the will of the public to ensure that the neder will not be nullified. So, so Rav Nachman holds. Rav Nachman, please, okay. So Rav Nachman. All right, please. This is Moshe Mordechai. This is okay. Everybody good? Everybody focused? Okay. So Rav Nachman Paskins, you don't have to be mafarik the neder, but the counterweight to that is, Rav Nachman says, you have to take the neder, al das rabim, like subject to the consent of the public. Otherwise, you can't do it. So the rabbi says, on the one hand, he paskins like Rav Papa, that you have to be mafarik the darim. But then, with respect to Kohen, the rabbi says, he has to take the neder, al das rabim, which is like Rav Nachman. That's the theory. In answer, the Ruch HaShulchan infers from the words of the Rishon Rashi, that according to all opinions, a person seeking nullification must spell out the neder. Because a chacham cannot nullify a neder without hearing the neder, Rav Nachman and Rav Papa disagree, so whether one must also reveal the sibah of the reason for the neder. So everybody agrees, you have to specify all the terms. And the query of Achloket is, do I have to tell the reason why I made this neder?
You only
want to
borrow the nether to understand all the circumstances which was made.
Wait, in other words, we learned in the Gemara, there's machloket, whether a person who seeks hataras nadar a nether has to be mafarik the nether or doesn't have to be mafarik the nether. So that's what we're saying. So according to the opinion, let's say I have a kohen. The kohen married a grusha. So the Mishnah says in the Sechet Bekorot that the kohen can take a neder that he won't get anah from his wife, and we permit him to do a voda, and even before he divorces the wife. So the Gemara says, aren't we afraid that he'll go afterwards, if he does a voda, he'll go to a chacham to be matir the neder? So the Gemara says one of two answers. Either that you can't get hataras nedar unless you're mafari to neder, and no chacham is going to be matched to this neder. Or you don't have to be mafarik the neder, but we require him to make the neder al das rabin, subject to the consent of the community. Such a neder has no hatara. So it's one of those two things. Now, one second. So an answer, I got to wrap it up. An answer, the Aruch HaShulchan infers, in the words, so Aruch HaShulchan takes it, maybe it's a little bit like you, Moshe Mordechai. Aruch HaShulchan says, everybody says you have to say all the terms of the neder. The only question, and the Kudra Machloket is, do I have to say the Siba of the neder? Why I made the neder? That's Machloket. So he says, the Ruch HaShulchan suggests, is also a position of the Rambam. Therefore, although the Rambam requires the neder to detail the words of the neder, he does not say that it is essential to reveal the Siba of the neder, for he rules in points from Nachman. Rambam therefore requires a Kohen who is married to a divorcee to make it a neder al-das rabim, to ensure that he does not obtain nullification. So, when the Rambam says you have to say all the prati neder, yeah, everybody agrees with that. But the Rambam is saying that you don't have to make reveal the seaboat for the netter. So therefore, right, it's like the reason really possibly like Rav Nachman, but therefore he has to make the netter al das rabim. That's what he says by the point. That's what we want. That's what we want. That we want him to divorce mine. Okay, what's up, Fern?
If someone is going to marry, a Kohen is going to marry a Grusha.
Right.
I don't want to sound indelicate by this, but how do we know that he's going to keep his netter?
No. In other words, he's not making the netter before he marries the Grusha.
He married her already.
You can't work in the Beis HaMikdash anymore. Unless you take a netter, you're not going to get hanah from her, which means you're going to have to divorce her.
He should have known that in advance, and he married her anyway.
Well, what he knew or what he didn't know, what I don't have to address. But I have to address the here and the now right now. So he has to take this netter. So the Gemara assumes that the netter will be like a fire under him. Like people are concerned about Nadarim. All right, let me just end it now.
Rabbi, a quick question?
Very quick, very quick.
Yeah, so right now, a person who makes a neder berabim, halacha lemaaseh, has no hatara, or is a machloket, or there is?
So there's neder shehudar berabim that we hold you could have a tara for, but then there's a neder that's al das rabim. So neder al das rabim. One second. That I don't know. I think a neder al das rabim. I don't think has hatara. Okay. All right.
Refuah Shalema. It's been a long
time.